GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm kind of mad at God today.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Arlo put on for Reuben Owens.
Of course he did.
How about that?
He's a fake Louisville fan.
And James Strebel.
Did Strebel get some alone time last night?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Banchero was third.
I can't wait till November 9th.
Two of the three guys in the top three, Jack, are guys that Cal wanted.
That's fine.
Or actively went after.
And he's going to beat one of them for sure on November 9th. I'm okay with that. Juzang's good. I've no
Chad
problem with
Holmgren
that.
is fifth.
He's going to be a bust.
He is going to be a bust. Check back with me 1 year from today to see about Chet. Chet. I'm watching Chet Holmgren do work against
man.
BYU
it's gonna
right
be
now.
A long 3 hours.
Good
Chet
job,
back.
Chet Holmgren. Good work on BYU. Good for you, Chet.
And it has Ben Carroll hitting 18-foot pull-ups over Keon
well,
Brooks.
Yeah, Jack. That part too.
Well, that's how we start
it's about Chet today.
The beauty is how little you've changed on Chet Holmgren. That was all the way back before the season.
Way back before
the season.
Chet Holmgren's like top five moments. And they were the most like regular moments I've ever seen from a basketball player. And it was all against bums. Like all of it. It was all against bums. I'm like, yeah, I hope you get some top five moments against Portland. That'd be cool.
Oh, goodness. He's James Strebel. I'm Andy Sweeney. Jack Grossman producing
Hello,
today's
ladies.
Effort. And we got you for the next 3 hours here on The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com. Rick Bozich, going to back him up a little bit today, about 525, 530 or so. We'll talk with WDRB's Rick Bozich. We still got the Blitz coming up at 4 o'clock, and we got you the entire way. 437-9680. We're hanging out in the Liquor Barn Studios. Fellas, good afternoon. How are we feeling?
You feeling good?
You feeling good? Strebel's feeling good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jack's feeling good. Jack had his little chicken salad sandwich today.
Oh, did he?
But he had some wings on. He had a couple
garlic parm wings and a couple wedges.
A couple wedges.
Wow. Nothing too much.
A little garlic parm, a little wedge.
The chicken salad. Oh, yeah. You know? He had dessert, you know?
Jackson had McDonald's and a Diet Coke. He did the American thing today.
Yes.
He did the American thing.
The chicken salad and
I have
the
a chicken wing,
wedges.
But I'll have some chicken salad.
Exactly. That'll balance it all out.
Okay, yeah. So here's where we are. We need to say it. Listen, I have a couple Louisville football takes, but this is going to be the first day this week that we haven't led with something U of L football as Scott Satterfield continues to be the god of all college football, okay?
Recruiting, that is. Winning,
yeah,
coaching.
And recruiting.
Those are things that we'll talk about later, but yeah, recruiting he is.
So we'll get to that. We have Jay Billis sound today. He was on with Bobby V. I was going to talk about this hour, but John Calipari's plans up in the air whether he's going to be at the draft tonight.
Really?
So
I guess this Giovanni sound has a little something
okay,
to do with
well, hang
it.
Okay, hang on. I'm building up to
okay,
that.
Sorry,
settle
sorry,
down.
Sorry.
I have a Louisville football regret take that I want to throw out there.
You have a regret?
I don't have a regret.
I do?
I know. I wonder if some other people do.
Oh, okay.
You'll like it.
Okay.
So we'll get to all of that Bozich Blitz. Jack, watch Borat.
Oh, I can't wait to get
well,
to this.
Well, and Jack, Jack said a phrase to me that's in Borat that I forgot today when I walked in.
Oh.
And it's a phrase. And I had forgotten
the phrase?
Some of the Borat
Stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I
forget even the actual phrase, Jack.
It was controversial back then. I can't imagine how it would be now.
Can you imagine what it is now?
Yeah, because it was. When it came out, it was super controversial. And then you like 2020, everything's controversial. Everything. So I can't wait.
Well, boy, you sound like Fox News. Everything's controversial.
It is.
Can't I go out and punch someone in the face?
Well, no, not that.
Did you see what it is? Here.
All right, let me see. Oh, that was, yes. Yes.
I forgot about that. And
yep.
But Sacha Baron Cohen is Jewish.
Yes.
Did you know that, Jack?
Yes.
Okay, he is. I'm not saying that makes it any better, but he is a Jewish
man. Oh, you're just
man.
Giving away what it is without saying it.
You know what, Louis Rabot? I mean, just Strebel looked at me and he was kind of scared, and I didn't know what he was going to say, and he was scaring me because I didn't know what he was going to say.
Yeah.
Louis Rabot walked up to me today and goes, "What was Strebel doing admitting circumcision at 5:40 yesterday?"
It's a medical procedure.
And I go, I'm still like kind of like searching in the dark. Loss. By the way, did Kellen win last night?
Yes.
Or is it over? They won big.
I
mean, let's be honest, Clark.
I don't want to say the score.
Well, just say the score.
I don't want to embarrass
20 those
20-2.
Why? The game happened.
It did.
What was the score?
20-0.
20-0. It was like the gas bags.
Yeah. It was.
Well, who was out there? Rummage and Jack.
I don't know.
Who was out there? Nick Valvano and his ringers who can't play.
Those kids played hard, and
we don't have to make fun of them.
Not, they played hard.
Well, you said you wanted to make fun of them at 5:05.
No,
so Jack, we'll get into that.
No, they played hard.
We actually moving Bozich back because Strebel is going to take a run at Clarksville Little League 10 and under leagues here at some point today.
No.
Well, good for you. How'd the boy do?
He did good. He went 2-for-2 yesterday.
There you go. A couple walks on top of that. Those are Barry Bonds numbers right there.
Only one walk.
Okay. Well, those are Barry Bonds numbers right there.
Yeah, he's on a heater right now. He's
like Satterfield.
He's hitting Oppo.
Kellen,
he's going right field
Kellen
on
Satterfield.
These guys.
Yeah, Kelsat.
Kelsat. Yeah.
Kelsat.
Scott Strebel.
All right. So let's also
Kellen
get into
Satterfield.
This. Well, there's also this. We believe that Strebel listened to KSR today, right, Jack?
I was alerted to
okay.
it. I had to go back. And,
so you did not listen
to
KSR
listen to it live.
Today.
No.
Okay.
I was doing some stuff I wasn't able to, but
I get stuff.
I get DMs. My DMs.
Who's DMing you these days?
I'm
you don't want to say.
The sports rabbi DMs me. I'm getting all these DMs now. And so,
did you get another one from the sports rabbi?
Not today, no. It was from somebody else. A listener said, "Hey, Shaden Sharpe stuff was on KSR Hour 2. You'll like it."
Javody was on ESPN.
Yes.
With who, Rangall and your Lord Matty Bangs?
Yes.
Okay.
Rangall and Matty Bangs yesterday for Canty and Carden.
Carlin.
Canty and Carlin. Sorry.
Carlin is a white guy, kind of generic, very generic.
Yes.
Has a voice like that. Has a very kind of like fat face.
Oh.
Like a big face.
Like me.
Yeah. Well, he's got no hair, though.
Oh, he's got no hair. Okay.
Yeah, so you hide your face with a nice hair.
Yes.
With the nice hair. So, Strebel with the nice hair.
Yes.
Anyway, Strebel told – now, he might be exaggerating, but out of a scale of 1 to 10, you said you were at like an 8.
Yeah, just because I'll explain
okay,
later.
Because
but,
I have
like,
not
I'm
heard this sound.
By this.
Okay, okay.
I'm really bothered by it.
So tonight's the NBA draft. We'll have it 7:00 right on ESPN 680. Jack says also it's a haymaker.
It is a haymaker.
So Javoni.
Yes.
And I know he's not Italian. Javoni was on with your Lord and with Brain Gall.
Yes, who we have on the show.
Right. And they were talking some NBA draft.
Yes.
And Shaden Sharpe came up.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if Javoni knows who Matt is.
That's
like, does he know he's talking to, you know.
The voice of BBN, if you will.
Well, it should be you, but again.
It should be me, but it's not.
But it's not.
Yeah.
You're not even the voice of St. Paul's on Dixie Highway, so what are you going to do?
Right.
So how long is this sound? Do we have the question? Because we're leading with this today.
We do not have the question, but we have the clip. It's about 50 seconds long.
Okay, so, but the gist of it is they ask about Shaden Sharpe,
correct?
Okay.
And any issues with him not playing at all? Like, NBA draft execs have a problem that he never played basketball, or he hasn't played in 2 years.
And the thing about Giovanni is, we believe that he has been, not believe, I mean, he's I think running, it's pretty much out there.
He's running a PR campaign for Dwayne Washington and the Sharp family.
Yeah, he's running a campaign, PR campaign for them. So let's listen to this. Let's get Strebel's reaction to this. Let's get my reaction to this. Jack, go ahead.
Players need to do what's best for them, and it's going to work out great for him. He's going to be a top 10 pick, and so I can't fault him for that. And I think that, you know, had Kentucky went to him and said, Hayden, we're going to put you in the starting lineup, we're going to give you 25 minutes a game, I think that would have been a lot more attractive to him than what was proposed, which is come and be, you know, play 5 or 10 minutes a game and we'll see what happens, because, you know, we've got all these older guys that we convinced to come here and the transfer portal and all that. We made all these assurances to people, and it's, you know, I understand the loyalty that, you know, the coaching staff has to those guys, because it's hard to take a 24-year-old guy and sit him on the bench and say, hey, we're giving your minutes to an 18-year-old instead, because that increases our chances of winning a national championship. And so they didn't want to do that, and that's why Shannon Sharp didn't end up playing for them.
The amount of BS.
Boy, I got some thoughts on that. We may battle a little bit on this. Go ahead.
Oh, no, this is BS.
Oh, my goodness.
Everything he said is contradictory to how John Calipari has run his program at Kentucky since day one. Since when did he have allegiances to older players? Since when did he say, no, freshmen, have a seat and learn? Since when has he been
that? But John Calipari has also. I need to let you go. I mean, I just need to let you ramp.
John Calipari had the exact same reaction.
Okay, but John Calipari has told you that he doesn't promise minutes.
So then,
what Giovanni's talking about is promising minutes.
So he's promising minutes to other guys, but not to Shaden Sharp,
the 24-year-olds. Like the team is littered with 24-year-olds.
Giovanni's on the take.
Well, we agree on that.
He read that from an index card. That was written by Dwayne Washington. That was such BS. That is such BS. If I'm John Calipari, I don't blame him for draft up in the air. I ain't touch this dude with a 10-foot pole. Like, this is why I say you never do this again. Because Jonathan Giovanni and the Sharp contingent are in on this scam. It is a scam. He did not.
We agree on that.
And people are saying, well, you know, all the things he did for Kentucky. He hadn't done a damn thing for Kentucky. But lie? Misdirect and now lie about his situation at Kentucky. How about this, Andy? Last week he said it was my decision not to play.
Right.
Now this week we're here. Well, actually, John Calipari said only 5 to 10 minutes.
He didn't like the plan.
Yeah, he didn't like the plan.
Right.
You know, the story changes daily. So, no, I am done with Shaden Sharp. I agree for the first time in my life with Jeff Goodman that Jonathan Giovanni is an absolute hack bum. An absolute hack bum is all he is. I don't know what he's being paid. I mean, Andy.
Well, he's being paid a lot.
He's
all over ESPN. He's their main draft guy. He's being paid everything.
Well, he's fired because he sucks.
Okay, there you go.
He's the only dude out here saying, oh, Shaden Sharp is wowing at these workouts.
He's putting on.
Saying that. Everyone's like saying this dude won't do anything. But he'll still get drafted top 10. But I heard that. I was like, the amount of lies and BS that continues to come out of this shade. I hope this kid is such a bust. I've never in my life wanted a player to fail on a playing level so bad.
No one
as
really.
Shaden Sharp, right. Man. Like, this kid is a... He's,
no Duke player, no, just, no Louisville.
No,
right.
No, because it's like, it is whatever. They're rivals. That's fine. But this dude's actively subverting the program. Like, so this whole notion that Shaden Sharp is going to tell recruits that, hey, Cal put on for me. He helped me out. He just blew that out of the water. That bleep's done. Because he's besmirching Cal. He's saying, oh, he just told me I'd play 5 and 10 minutes. I didn't want to do that.
Can I ask you something?
I wanted to play the entire game. Dude, you didn't want to play nothing. You still don't want to play.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
And I'm saying this agreeing with many of the things that you're saying about Giovanni.
Just one more thing.
Go ahead.
If he wanted to play so bad, why his ass ain't practicing? If you want to play 25 to 30 minutes, why is his ass ain't on the court practicing and trying to show I deserve 25, 30
minutes?
Well,
nothing else, why isn't he practicing just because he wants to be better at basketball?
Yeah, he's a liar. He's a straight-up liar.
I agree.
Giovanni's a liar.
Well, listen, I think very little of the Sharp contingent, and I agree that Giovanni is on the take for Shaden Sharp.
Yes.
Okay, I agree. Listen, I'm with you. Those things we agree on. I can see a world where Calipari, who does say that he doesn't promise minutes.
Sure.
Maybe the narrative is, you know, we're going to ease you into playing. In other words, you're not going to go from being anonymous to playing 32 minutes a game. You're going to play 8 minutes against Vanderbilt, 12 minutes against Arkansas.
Right.
You'll keep practicing. We'll see how the body feels. We'll see how you're adjusting to the game. I mean, they're going to throw him in the middle of SEC play.
Absolutely.
Okay, when they're playing Auburn and Arkansas and, you know, in Florida and go down the list, okay? Not to mention Kansas in the middle of SEC play. And so there's that. The problem that Giovanni has with me, what if he's telling the truth? But there's no way to believe Giovanni because
it's
Giovanni.
Or Sharp.
Okay, now I agree with the very beginning. Can you give me, Jack, let's hear, you want to hear that again?
Yeah.
Let's play it again.
It's only 50 seconds.
It's about 50 seconds. Yeah. Play it again, Jack. Go ahead.
Players need to do what's best for them, and it's going to work out great for him. He's going to be a top 10 pick, and so I can't fault him for that. And I think that, you know, had Kentucky went to him and said, Kidding, we're going to put you in the starting lineup. We're going to give you 25 minutes a game. I think that would have been a lot more attractive to him.
Okay, right there. Pause it right there. I agree with the first part that, and this is what makes everyone mad. Strebel, I'm not saying it's what makes you mad the most because you care more about Kentucky than what these guys do in the pros where they get drafted.
Sure,
so
yes.
Not you. But it's going to work out for him tonight.
It is.
I'm not saying it's going to work out for his career, but this kid playing in a couple camps, in a couple different venues and practices and workouts, it's going to work out for him.
Yes.
Okay? The second part of that is where Giovanni is the PR guy. And this goes into something that I wanted to talk about today with Ty Washington.
Okay.
But it's also now a Shaedon Sharpe thing. Now it's Kentucky's fault. Now it's not Shaedon Sharpe's fault that he and his handlers didn't want him to play, which has been the narrative. Giovanni is giving you something that has not been the narrative. The narrative has not been, I mean, we're finding out the day before, 2 days before
right.
the NBA draft, that Shaedon Sharpe, no, he wants to play basketball. It's John Calipari's fault. It's Kentucky's fault. It's TJ Beisner's fault. It's Mitch Barnhart's fault. It's Ron Harris's fault. He was still the guy.
Harris.
No, damn it, Rob Harris.
It was close, yeah.
Who's not the new strength guy at Louisville.
What? I saw on Twitter that he was.
Who's the guy that was blessed enough to get the job? Jack?
I'm trying to remember his name. I saw it yesterday.
Our guy Ty had it. Now it's what should make you mad. Now it's Kentucky's
sure.
fault that they did not bring to him a starting job, 30 minutes a game. I mean, I could argue it. I mean, listen, Shaedon Sharpe, if he would have had his ass in gear, would have been playing 30 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wheeler can't shoot. He's 5'3". Ty Washington was injured. Kellen Grady was injured. Remember the Kellen Grady narrative right after the season? How he had the plantar fasciitis and he couldn't walk and he shouldn't have been playing?
Yeah.
Remember that? He couldn't walk. He had to crawl like Locke did when he blew his Achilles out?
Yeah. Crawled to the
you banter. Guys remember that narrative?
Yeah.
Shaedon Sharpe would have been playing major minutes and would have been a massive piece whether Kentucky lost to St. Peter's or made a run in the, you know, to the Elite Eight or Final Four, whatever it is. Oh, I mean,
I didn't even think about that, but you're right. I was so mad.
He would have.
I missed a lot
of this. In all of this.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's funny. If a coach gives minutes, well, he's just giving minutes. Well, Scott Satterfield's just going to give Pierce Clarkson
all the minutes.
Yeah, all the starting job, and he's a true freshman no matter what.
Because of his dad.
Because of everything else.
Yeah.
if you do that, you're damned. If you say, well, we're going to have an open competition on these sorts of things, you're damned there because there's some kids that are going to think they're 30 minutes a game.
Yeah.
The very thing, though, that, and here is where I would actually back Kentucky and Cal. The very notion of give the kid 30 minutes, which, by the way, might not have been the best thing for him to show up, a guy that didn't play basketball for a year and jump in and say, now you're playing Alabama. Have fun.
What kind of shape was he in?
Here you go. You're at Florida. Try to figure things out.
Don't play Eric Musselman in Arkansas at Arkansas.
Yeah, because you know you're losing that game anyway. Yeah, well, you should have thrown him in the game anyway.
You should have thrown him in. They almost won that game.
They almost won the game, Andy. You sound like Louisville fans in football season. You sound like Louisville
football. You know, they were on the two-yard line. They're on the two-yard line. You know, Kentucky was up one with about 3 minutes left.
They actually won the title last year. I don't know if you know that.
Close game at halftime.
They almost beat St. Peter's in overtime.
You know, they were tied after 40 minutes.
They were, yeah, yeah.
St. Peter's was not good enough to beat Kentucky in regulation. You really have to think about that.
What it sounds like is, no, Shaedon Sharpe wanted what Shaedon Sharpe has received.
Which is no work for a big payout.
Which is not having to play basketball and be well thought of. And I'll go back to my original point and Javone's original point. What pisses everyone off is, at least tonight, and that first NBA paycheck for the next, 4 or 5 years, it's going to work out, you would imagine. Now, I mean, there's rumblings that if Portland doesn't take him at 7, that he could fall. I mean, y'all really think that the Knicks are going to pass on Shaedon Sharpe Ty Washington? Please. In fact, put it up at ESPN 680.
Right.
Jack, figure out the best way to phrase it. Will the Knicks draft either Ty Washington or Shaedon Sharpe, yes or no?
Yeah.
Because that to me is interesting. But man, I play it from where we paused it, Jack, if you don't mind. If you can't remember, just play the whole thing. Go ahead.
Players need to do what's best for them, and it's going to work out great for him. He's going to be a top 10 pick. And so I can't fault him for that. And I think that, you know, had Kentucky went to him and said, Shaedon, we're going to put you in the starting lineup. We're going to give you 25 minutes a game. I think that would have been a lot more attractive to him than what was proposed, which is come and be, you know, play 5 or 10 minutes a game, and we'll see what happens. Because, you know, we've got all these older guys that we convinced to come here and the transfer portal and all that. We made all these assurances to people, and it's, you know,
okay. You can stop it. No. Here's why it's PR. Here's why it's PR. Because those guys were injured. Javone's wrong because those guys were injured.
Yeah.
Unless everything with every injury last year was a fallacy. We need to look up. Jack, can you even look up Ty Washington? Ty missed how many games? Three?
Three. I think he missed
two
three.
Or three games.
He missed two.
Severe Wheeler was injured. Cal did not think anything of Davion Mintz. He put Davion Mintz. Davion Mintz last year was at times the only player who was doing a damn thing on the court. Davion Mintz came back. Kentucky wasn't excited that he came back.
No, Cal wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though they needed him.
Yes.
And Cal sat him and brought him off the bench.
Yeah.
That was Davion Mintz. They didn't have a bunch of 24-year-olds. They had Kellen Grady, who was absolutely a guy that was going to play. I mean, at one point, he was one of the better three-point leaders, shooters in the conference.
He was in college basketball last year, for a while.
In the middle of that SEC play, you had Ty hurt, you had Wheeler hurt, because they went 2-0 when those guys were both out.
They beat LSU and Alabama.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so that's why it's not true. That's why it's not true.
And they didn't
start because Kentucky had issues, okay? And they'll never do it. People will never do it. That's a good soundbite for John Calipari. Because Javone's not telling the truth there. And the thought process is always from these coaches, well, it's a big-time recruit, you're going to play him. Do you really think if Ty's injured, Severe Wheeler has restrictions to his game and was injured, and then you throw all the mess with Kellen Grady's feet, and then you tell me Cal was going to play him 5 minutes, and that was it. Really?
Right.
You think if Shaedon Sharpe comes in against fill-in-the-blank SEC team, hits a three, defensive play,
makes a dunk. Yeah.
Does those things that Cal's going to say, well, you had a good 9 minutes tonight. Vanderbilt's coming up. We'll only play you two.
No!
I'm trying to check myself with this, and I'm trying to search for the devil's advocate.
Right, because you're trying to be more nuanced than I am.
Well, because,
I'm just pissed
because
off.
I don't care if Giovanni likes Calipari or not.
Right,
okay?
Yeah.
I mean, if you told me in the end that John Calipari butchered a lot more of this than has been told, that's no skin off my back.
Right.
But it does two plus two does not equal five.
The evidence,
and that's what I feel like Giovanni is trying to tell me, that 2 + 2 = 5. And so, I mean, Jack, you can help me. What's the devil's advocate here, other than dumping on Calipari? Other than what people will do, and that's dump on Calipari.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the one place where I'm like, that I don't know that I would dump on Cal would be with these kind of kids.
This is like
the thing that he knows.
He loves
this. If I told you, hey, dump on him for no out-of-bounds plays.
Offense.
Dump on him for not having an assistant coach next to him that is a savvy veteran, okay?
Right.
If you want to dump on him for his non-conference schedule,
sure,
for not playing Indiana, there are a litany for not winning the title since 2012, not being to the Final Four since 2015.
Not a good home schedule.
God bless you. There is a long line whining about facilities after you just lost to St. Peter's. Look at Giovanni smiling on the screen at you.
Oh, there he is.
Look at him.
Damn it, Giovanni.
He's called him a liar.
He is. He's a liar.
Look at him right there.
I know. He's a liar. He's lying. You know what it is? You know what this is? It's Shaden Sharp got embarrassed and he got his feelings hurt by Greg Doyle. And so Giovanni had to trot out there and bring the other side of the conversation
and say it's Kentucky's fault.
Greg Doyle's right. He didn't mention Greg Doyle by name. Greg Doyle's wrong. He put Shaden Sharpe in a bad spot and asked him if he really loves to play basketball. Why he's not playing basketball? Boo hoo! He's got to paint in Shaden Sharpe's bottom and go on with Benny Bangs and Braden Gall.
Little pat
on the booty and tell everybody it's Plunkett's big bad mean old John Calipari's fault, who hates freshmen.
We all know 5 minutes ago.
Yeah,
for Shaden Sharp.
Shaden Sharp, right. because
he wants to play Davion Mintz, yeah, who he hates, and Ty Washington, who's injured.
Yes, and Samir Wheeler, who's
5'3".
Shot 20% or whatever it was for the season. Yeah, exactly. John, I mean, people that actually believe that don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. I've never heard such blatant BS.
But here's the problem.
Like that
the country's not following. The country doesn't follow college basketball.
I know, the way we do.
The country has no idea who Shaden Sharp is.
Yeah, so they're going, okay, sure, fine. They're going along, and then Portland fans will be excited if they get him. They won't care about any of this bleep. But by God, I'm bad about it, Andy. I'm the one out here in these damn streets.
You're taking the bait.
I'm on Twitter. I gotta fight Louisville fans. I have to. You know what? I'm gonna absolve John Calipari of sins here. Like I'm up to belief now at this point. As this stuff has fleshed itself out, I had when this first happened that John Calipari may have been in on it. I no longer believe that. I think John Calipari, along with everybody else, was fooled and bamboozled by the entire Sharp.
I have reached out to Giovanni. We have. We have sent a message to him.
I'd love to talk to him and ask him some questions. I would love for him to come on these airwaves and I want to be like, look, dudes, let's be straight up here.
The promise of Davion Mintz.
Right.
You gotta give me something better than that, man. That's like saying we're rebuilding things with a two-star.
Yeah. It's stupid. I mean, John, like you said, he's going to be a number one draft pick, or not number one, a first-round draft pick, top 10 draft pick, number one player in the country. Yeah, Cal doesn't like those guys at all. His track record shows that John Calipari likes to build programs where guys stays around for 3 or 4 years, because that's what he's always done at Kentucky.
Right.
If you give him a shiny new toy, nah, sit on the bench.
He's not about Shaden Sharp.
No, he's not about Shaden Sharp. He's about Kentucky basketball.
He's about Davion Mintz.
He's about Davion Mintz. He's about Keon Brooks. He's about Jacob Toppin. He's about Xavier Wheeler. He's not about the best, the most athletic, the most dynamic, the most electric players in college basketball. He wants to see what Davion Mintz has for everybody. That's what it is. You know what? Shaden, have a seat. I got to let Davion Mintz, who's never going to sniff the NBA, shine. Well, it's ridiculous.
The other reason it's ridiculous, Cal would love just so he could be, I mean, if the kid played half a season and they made the Elite Eight and the kid played well and, you know, he's being talked about being the number, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 pick, whatever it is.
Cal would hate all that publicity.
Cal would be smooching on everybody.
He would. He'd be kissing everybody.
Yeah, Cal's an attention whore when it comes to draft time. It's all he wants. It's what, there, look at Giovanni. Let's keep tweeting at him.
I can't look at him, Andy. Like I can't. Like I have.
Jack, he's in trouble here, buddy.
Say, and I'm not going to say him because I don't.
Just be nice.
I already called him a liar.
So,
well,
I think I
have other things I could say. But
Texas says Jonathan is on NBA right now. Yeah,
we're watching.
Yeah, we're being fake tough guys on the radio.
Yeah. No, if he came on these airwaves, no, I swear to God, if we got him for an interview, I would seriously like have all the contradictory phrases laid out for him. And I would be like, what about this? What about what he said to Greg Doyle? Since when did it become a Kentucky problem? Because it was never a Kentucky problem. I honestly would, Andy. I would have no problem with it at all.
Texas says Imani Sharp. Texas says he didn't want to fight for minutes because his stock could have dropped butter.
Butter? Buttermilk Stoops.
Texas says Entz once popped a soccer ball with his toenail.
Really? Well, we've seen them laying around the studio. They are pretty long.
Again, we hate to do this to Ents, but
well,
we're pretty sure there was a thumbnail or a big toenail left by the mouse on the computer.
Yes.
It was during the basketball season, was it not?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was more like a shard than a toenail.
A shard.
like a glass shard. It was much bigger than your average toenail.
Texas says, what if Sharp wanted to play, but his handlers told him he could seriously damage his stock? Well, here's what's interesting.
I can't believe anything.
Why wouldn't they just – oh, they're talking about him. Oh,
there he is.
Oh,
yes.
Giovanni just says that Sharp is the player with the most all-star potential.
I want to know how much he's making.
Oh, my God. Jack.
I want to know how much this dude's making. I swear. I
wonder if he is compensated.
Too. They're showing
Sharp on the bench.
They showed him on the bench, and they showed him dunk at a high school AAU event. Those were his highlights. Him on the bench in Kentucky.
I'm not sure that was AAU.
And one dunk.
I think there was no one in attendance. That looked like a sad.
He had a yellow jersey on. I don't know.
Speaking of high school hoops, I got a problem with Jack Grossman. We may get to it
some point. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A lot of Jack Grossman today. Got Borat. Maybe some problem with Jack Grossman.
I got a problem with Jack.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
There was a big event last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Jack wasn't there?
He wasn't there.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was watching Borat.
I know. It was at like 6 o'clock at night. So we'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
I mean, Jack's got to figure out who he's going to back. Does he want to be a Hoosier or not? But, you know, I mean, we'll talk about that.
It's just perfect that Giovanni picked Shaedon Sharpe as his player with the most all-star potential. It's perfect.
While you're yelling.
Perfect.
It is
yes,
perfect.
It's perfect. I could not have come up with a better scenario right here. Richard Jefferson said it's Richard Mathurin.
Texas says, I heard that none of Sharp's teammates went to his birthday party.
I wouldn't have gone.
Diener said, a shard. N says it wasn't him. I believe N's, but there was a great toenail.
It was big.
It was either a toenail or someone with a
or
big thumbnail.
Yeah, there was this clipping. And at that time, there weren't a whole lot of people in the studio. So we could narrow it down.
And it was after a Kentucky postgame show.
Yes.
And Diener was on a remote or something. He's at the fitness market.
Yeah, I was just saying, no one else was there. I wasn't there because I did the show
Bob was at
home. Bob was at home.
Yeah.
Diener was on remote.
Yeah.
It's Curran, Phil Baker, or Entz. One of those three.
Curran.
Because of Sunday morning hangover.
No, it was during the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Plus, Curran's not leaving a big toenail.
I
don't see it that way.
Really? I can see
it. I don't see him grooming in public.
I can see him be like, when your toenails need cutting, you got to cut them.
No, I think it was a big thumbnail.
Your thumbnails need cutting, you need to cut them. But Phil Baker said there were no cuttings.
Why would you just blame Issel? He wasn't even doing a show then. I don't blame Issel.
It is Dan's fault.
Well, he took a run at you yesterday.
He did. Dan quit leaving toenails around. Well, we don't have that problem anymore. But
no. Louis Rabeau.
Yeah, Louis Rabeau. Don't leave.
Wiener finds a Louis Rabeau toenail tomorrow morning.
In his coffee.
His morning coffee.
The hell's this?
The Patty Ice will be making him at 7:02. Let's take a break. 437-9680. Givony wins again. Gets under the skin of Strebel. We love all of that. Why we're frustrated with Jack, we got to do that. I was going to tease Calipari's plans tonight, but I don't know exactly what right. Calipari's plans are going to be. We still got to get to Jack's movie review, the UofL football take, tons of sound. We got you to 6 o'clock. It's the take on ESPN 680.
Time now for the take with Andy Sweeney.
Come on, Boston College! Let's go! Get off your bleeps! Let's go!
And James Strebel.
Get up! Stand up! You're going back on the field to win the game! Why are you sitting down? Get up!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back in the Liquor Barn Studios on a Thursday, 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Jack Grossman hanging out with you. Blitz coming up at 4 o'clock, about 20 minutes or so. Bozich, about 5:30. He's from WDRB. That rejoin and that sound, is that from last week?
No.
What is that?
That was from when I went to the UofL football game. That was the Boston College fan that was like five seats down.
Oh, gotcha.
That just screamed.
And you paid full price for those tickets.
I know they're full price.
I mean, you paid like $35 plus fees for a family of five or to four go.
Yeah, it
is. They took the wife and everybody.
Like the wife and
spent
all
hundreds
kids.
Of dollars on a Louisville Boston College rainy game.
At least I got to see that.
That they won.
They did win.
They won the game.
My solace was, well, they might lose this, so I'll be happy.
You had no solace that night, big guy.
Yeah, I had none. Well.
What was your solace?
Well, you know, people were thankful that I got the tickets for everybody.
So alone time.
You know. Things tend to work out for me.
Ain't that the truth? Jack, has he ever said anything that's more true than that? Right there, that statement right there. My goodness.
Well, yeah.
My favorite part of the NBA draft is when they show these guys that we've never seen. From like the Euro League, these Euro leagues when they're 15, like these guys draining threes from 40 feet away.
Nikola Jokic.
Well, no, that, yeah. I mean, I don't know who he is.
There's Amane. I don't know.
Boy, you're sounding real BBN right now.
I know.
Real Southern Indiana right now.
Yeah.
A couple of different things I need to remind you of. We have coming up the J-Town Beer Fest.
Yeah.
Is coming up, and that is July 16th, okay? And right now, the last in-person discount a ticket event. If you want to get a discounted ticket to the event coming up on July 16th, you can do so at the Cox's location on Ruckriegel Parkway. That's tomorrow from 4 to 7 p.m. They'll have samples of Bevy. How about that?
Awesome, Bevy.
Is that seltzer? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm unfamiliar.
Tickets will be just $35 with no fee, so you're saving a ton of money if you're going to go. Go ahead and get out there to the Cox's on Ruckriegel Parkway, and I think Strebel wants to be out there, Jack, this one.
I'll be in town since we decided not to do.
Was Jack
going to
be in town? Jack, are you going to be in town?
I'm going to be in town. I'm going to be on Vitality, so.
Would you not want to go then?
I mean, it's surrounded by beer and food that I can't eat and drink.
Yeah, but you've done that before. You went to Bloomington and sat with a bunch of buddies an entire weekend.
That's true.
This is just a couple hours. Yeah, we're not asking you to be there all day.
And I went out there last year. And it was an absolute blast. It was.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'd love to go out there. Like I said, I'll
make
be
a show
town,
thing.
So yeah. Oh yeah, we can do a show.
Well, kissing booth. Which one of you wants to do the kissing booth?
That could be Jack.
Right.
I'm okay with that. Jack, you get all the kisses.
Did you see a woman try to kiss Steph Curry?
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, you tagged me on that.
Oh, yeah. It happens at remotes?
She grabbed him by the face and tried to do full-on smooch. And Steph Curry did the right thing. He just said, hey, and he backed up. And because once you kiss one, like you set a precedent, and it makes it seem like you're going to kiss everybody. So I get it. Smart move by Steph.
I don't know what he's saying, Jack. Texas says Rig is legitimately pissed, LMAO.
I am.
Texas says Curran left a toenail at the Capitol on the 6th of January. That's how they caught him.
No.
Texas says Cal did sit Ulis and Booker when they were better than the Harrisons.
Booker was not. Ulis, there was an argument Booker was getting completely torched by Sam Decker. No. And he couldn't hit a shot.
Yeah, listen, I would love to crap on the Harrisons, okay?
I'm not going
but,
to.
I mean, Aaron Harrison, like two straight tournaments, hit,
was,
like,
was a baller.
Hit every single big shot.
Yeah.
Andrew, we could have a conversation about.
Yeah,
but every time
yeah.
you needed a big shot, Aaron Harrison made it. Whatever.
Exactly.
I don't want to live 2014 and 15 UK basketball. By the way, when Ulis had the team to himself, he lost in the round of 32 to Tom
Crean. To Indiana. Yeah, exactly.
To Tom Crean. So,
it was Thomas Bryant that destroyed him.
Well, Tom Bryant, man.
Yeah,
there you go.
Scal couldn't handle it.
Here's why I'm mad at Jack.
Yeah, why are you mad at Jack?
He doesn't even know.
He has no idea.
I'm in the dark on this. Yeah.
Well, last night, I forget the bar. It's I think the one on 10th Street. I think it's Hoops.
Oh yeah,
the Hoops.
Yeah, Hoops.
I mean, Sharon Wilkerson's now the head coach of Jeff High Basketball.
Oh,
and he was there, and Jack. It was musty, Indiana, must, everywhere. And, Jack, I mean, listen, you want to be a part of Hoosier Nation or not? I mean, I hate to tell you, you're not going to be able to hide in the East End, okay, with Ken Grossman and be accepted. You're going to have to get over here in Jeff.
Right.
You're going to have to get over there in Charlestown, okay?
Plebs.
You're going to have to come over here and have just some old IU hat on, okay, and walk into a bar.
And talk about how great David Bailey was.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to You gonna do it or not?
Yeah, who's gonna? I mean, I would.
You gonna do it or not?
Multiple times, Jack.
Yeah,
multiple.
If I would have known that was going on, I would have been there.
You would.
I would have been there.
Yeah,
Benetti was probably there. But
well, he was the master of ceremonies.
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
He was the MC. He was introducing everybody. Absolutely.
I'm gonna find a way to buddy us up with that. With
Jeff High.
Yeah, with Sharon Wilkerson here.
Let's go.
We're gonna have to do something.
I'd love to do a game. Like do play by play. Like you and Easy did.
Have you ever done play-by-play, Streeble?
No, but I'll try it.
Last time I did. By the way, Javoni said that Ty Ty is his sleeper. So there you go.
Oh wow, he's playing a little nice with John Calipari now.
He's playing on the other side.
A little sugar, a little vinegar. Now he's getting a little sugar. He got the vinegar earlier.
A texter got a from the personal text line, and I actually might agree with this. Could Sharp be dropping, given that, you know, could he be dropping a little bit in this entire process if Javoni is out there doing all this PR? The reason I would say no to that is, you know, when you sign a contract to do PR, you do it from the beginning to the end.
Right.
And I feel like Javoni has done it from the beginning to now the end.
Yeah, no, he's been doing it.
Today is the end
time.
Of the process, right?
Yeah, yeah. Today's the last day he has to
Today's
do this.
It's a one-day contract, okay?
Like Brian Windhorst back in the day with LeBron James. He has now attached himself to Shaedon Sharpe, so I wonder if he'll follow him around the way Windhorst did earlier in LeBron's career.
Texas says, Streeble got a loan time for buying overpriced tickets to the Boston College game.
You know, you do nice things for people, you get perks.
Oh, man.
You get perks.
Boy, I can't.
Did Streeble get some alone time last night?
We're having some of these liners cut, and the poor guy in Kansas City has no idea who any of us are. He knows who I am, and that's it.
Right.
And it's just because I've been bothering him for a decade.
Right.
But he never can remember if you're Streeble or Streeble.
I'd love to have heard him.
UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPS Jobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.